On the Clazzy, Matt and Kimber catch up, we spoke to Dockers star Lachie Neal. We took your calls on what you're still playing with as an adult.
Ooh.
And
stop it.
Be appropriate, Matthew. And also we chatted with Janelle Koenig for Mum's the Word.
Switching on Clazzy, Matt and Kimber for a laugh in the morning is easy. And switching to Clean Heat to save on your natural gas bills is easy too.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
She's a mum, she's a comedian, and she's a long-lost cast member of John Hughes' 1986 teen classic Pretty in Pink, Janelle Koenig.
Hello.
So not true.
You were great in that film.
So not true. I would have been a fetus. I'm certainly not old enough to be a cast member from that film. How dare you, Clazzy?
You were a baby, and I know you love that movie.
I do love that movie.
Thank you.
I do.
Mum is the word. The word is the word.
Now, I'm sure you're all aware in the office, but throughout Perth as well, there's been an epidemic of the flu and cold and everyone's been struck down. My daughter's class had 10 kids away last week.
Oh.
10 kids. So
that's a big percentage.
The lurgy is everywhere. Mm. But what that means in my house, we've had quite a few days off school, both of my kids, it means a lot more TV.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sure. No, because no one wants to be educated when they're sick.
No.
So it's been a lot of Nick Jr.
Oh.
Now, sure. My kids are 8 and 4, so it means they're still old enough to kind of have the same interest in TV. Mm-hmm. Like they're not watching, you know, The Walking Dead and Sex and the City quite yet, but they're watching the same kinds of shows, and they're currently obsessed with a show on Nick Jr. called PJ Masks.
Right.
Okay.
Now, PJ Masks has a theme tune that is as catchy and as hard to get rid of as Nits. It's really, really catchy, and the kids are obsessed with it.
Okay.
The basic premise is that there are these three characters who during the day are mild-mannered school kids of dubious age who at night become the PJ Masks.
Oh, okay.
They put on their magical pajamas and turn into PJ Masks because that's what you want your kids to be doing at nighttime, thinking about fighting crime.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Because nighttime is
pajama
time.
Fire up.
Also, someone's got to do it.
Yeah, that's right. So there are three characters. There is Cat Boy, and he has cat powers and special cat hearing. And there's Owlette, she's the only girl, and she has an owl car and she can fly and she has owl powers. And then there's Gecko.
Right.
And he has special gecko feet.
He's reptilian.
That can climb walls.
Yep.
And has the power of really freaking out tourists in Bali. that's Gecko. So that's the PJ Masks. But the thing is, I don't want my kids to look up to these kids that are up all night. I want my kids to go to bed.
Mm. Yeah.
And actually sleep.
Absolutely. I've tried to buy the PJ Masks PJs. You can't.
Yes. No.
Thank God. Mm. Thank God, because who wants them to have that? But there's no backstory as to how the PJ Masks got their powers.
Yeah.
They just happened to be.
Well, it wasn't a knock of the head or anything.
No, they're not. Maybe they're related to Bruce Wayne. I don't know. But who knows? And also, how are these kids driving these boats and, heavy vehicles?
These are the important questions.
Yes. As a parent, I want to know before subjecting my child to another marathon of PJ Masks. But it's a catchy theme tune that reminds us that nighttime is the right time to fight crime.
Oh, no.
I don't want them to know that. Nighttime is the time to get their teeth brushed and have their onesies on.
True.
How about nighttime is the right time to get your butts to bed and sleep through the night, hopefully past 7 a.m. That's a show I want my kids to watch.
You could write that song. You know, I attempted to be a superhero that wore pyjamas.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to give it up because the fly didn't do up. I was constantly...
Oh, were you Gaper Boy?
I was gay.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
So it turns out I still love Lego.
I
loved playing Lego as a kid. And now that I've put together the Beatles' Yellow Submarine, I want to put together the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Oh, yeah.
But that is like $475, and I'm having trouble justifying that on Lego.
Well, we now know through the brick man McNaught that you can make a living out of it. This could be the beginning of a great new career.
Who are you going to call? Kimber Kale.
We want to know what you're still playing with as an adult that was traditionally a kid's toy. Eileen's in Ellenbrook. Eileen, what are you still playing with?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Thanks. What do you got?
So I still quite actively play with my Barbie collection. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Eileen, good for you.
That's cute.
I know.
Barbie collection. Who's your favourite Barbie?
So I don't have like the biggest collection. Like I remember going to the art gallery once and there was a guy that had like 50 years of Barbie. So yeah. I'm not that committed.
No.
So when I was younger, there was this magazine that was released for a while called Discover the World with Barbie. And she went like all around the world and she always had something special to go to. So she was going to the ballet or she was going to a state dinner or something. So I had all this information about the country she went to and it gave you a little outfit. And my dad built me a little Barbie wardrobe and it's got all these little like Discover the World with Barbie outfits in it. And I recently moved out of home and was going through all the stuff in the wardrobe and I was like, oh my gosh, Discover the World with Barbie. So I spent a lot longer than I should have dressing Barbie up in all her little outfits and finding the accessories. So she had like little like woolen stoles and like little like gloves and headdresses and stuff. So yeah, like now that I found it, I'm like, I'm going to set up my entire Barbie house in my apartment.
It also sort of surprises me, Eileen, because like travel or discover the world with Barbie, wouldn't she just be wearing like those camo army shorts everywhere? That's what traveling women wear. Everyone has those like green shorts on.
Yeah, she always had something to do. So like issue 4, which is like my favourite, she went to California and she got a role in a movie. So she was in like
her
1940s like flowing dress and like a little woolen coat and like elbow length gloves and like they're really like gorgeous little outfits that she's
in. Eileen, get on
really
the new Ken series. There's a new Ken series. You can get heaps of different Kens.
Series. Yeah, so my Barbie was always like a one Ken kind of doll. But
right. Good for her.
I actually didn't have a Ken for like the first maybe like 5 years that I had my little Barbie family. And I needed a reason that I didn't have a Ken. So the furthest place I'd been in my life was Mandra. So Ken was working on the mines in Mandra and that's why he wasn't home.
Eileen, you're just the cutest. Awesome.
Ken in his mound.
I'm so glad you've been reunited. Enjoy your weekend with Barbie.
I will. Thank you very much.
It's 2017. She's all of a sudden married to Donald Trump.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
That's brilliant.
Kelly's in Safety Bay. Kelly, what are you still playing with as an adult?
Play-Doh.
Oh, cool.
Love it. Hey, old Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is sensational. What are you making, Kelly?
Oh, I'm a school teacher, so we do have to sort of make it up every now and again. But guaranteed you put it on the middle of a table in a group of adults and it doesn't stay there for very long. Male anatomy, normally the
Yes, of course. Of the day. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Are you making your own Play-Doh?
Yeah, we do. So there's, and also like, you know, squishy foam and all sorts of things that the kids get to have fun with. But yeah, we trial and have a squish first.
What do you make Play-Doh with?
Oh, my mum always made my Play-Doh salt
flour and,
yeah, and
yeah, you don't lick your hands afterwards.
No, it
doesn't taste very nice.
Bit
but
of colouring.
Mum used to put it in a 2 litre ice cream bucket with a lid. It would keep it moist for days. Awesome stuff.
Yeah. Kel, the best thing is when the kids mess it up and all the colours become that big grey mush.
The big squishy lot, yeah.
Squishy mush. One colour.
Great. Nice one, Kelly.
Excellent. Thank Kelly. You.
Let's go to Secret Harbour. G'day, Rodney.
G'day, g'day.
Mate, what are you still playing with as an adult?
Oh, Get Who, mate, and Battleship. Get Who.
Oh, yes, I love that
fantastic
game.
Fantastic games, Rodney.
Yeah, it's an old one, but it's a ripper. I've got kids, so I'll find myself trying to get the kids to play with it more than the kids are trying to play with me.
Yeah, Guess Who's brilliant. I still remember most of the characters' names and what they look like.
I see them at the shops every day. That bloke looks like he's on Guess Who. The guy with the glasses and the hair at the back.
Yes, Alfred.
And Rodney, with the battleships, have you got the one that does the electronic sounds or do you do the sounds yourself of the missile coming in?
Oh, no, I do. Sounds myself. I've got kids to help me out, so yeah.
No, you've got to do your own sound effects.
Yeah, yeah. What does the blowing up of a destroyer sound like, Rodney? Oh, he's nailed it.
Brilliant.
He's the man.
The Michael Winslow of our time.
You won.
Excellent.
I've got new plans for the weekend now, all of these things.
Play-Doh, battleships, Barbie.
Yeah. Oh.
Play them all together.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks, Rod. Have a beauty. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au. Shut up. The board is on the radio. On the footy ground, he's Frio's best and fairest. On your radio, he's our man inside the Dockers, Lachie Neal, on Mix 94.5. I get married in the morning. Ding dong the bell. Is it going to chime?
Oh,
Matt, that'd be your choice, mate.
Oh, it is my choice, yes.
Lachie and Jules, welcome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we believe you're recently engaged. This is exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Jules, did you know it was coming? Did you have any inkling? Was Lockie's behaviour changing at all?
No, I thought I actually thought I would pick up on it, but no, he did really well. He's very good.
Kept it secret.
Yes, he did well.
And then you had a big dinner and there was family and friends there.
All my friends were there. My family was there. A few of my girlfriends knew they kept it a secret, which is, they all did a really good job.
Surprising, but they did well. They did well.
A secret for how long?
They probably knew for maybe a month or so.
Yeah.
And Jules' family probably knew for a couple of months. So had to ask for permission and whatnot. And that was done a couple of months ago. And
Did the old, you asked for permission?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, good on you, buddy.
Yeah. Old school. Love that.
I was definitely more nervous doing that than proposing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you were plotting pre-season though, weren't you?
probably around then, yeah.
Oh, this is great. So has everyone started already putting the pressure on? When are you getting married? It's obviously got to be out of season or...
Yes, definitely.
We've been asked quite a bit already, which it's funny, you've been engaged about 3 or 4 days, so you haven't thought that far ahead, but... I'm sure Jules will work out a really good date.
I think you should schedule a wedding in for next year's buy.
We don't know when that'll be yet, so it makes it a bit hard, but it's not a bad idea. Although it would probably be winter, so if it's a day like
this... You don't want to be doing that, do you?
It'd be pretty average.
It does seem a bit rushed too. You're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to have any celebratory drinks tonight. I've got a game in the morning. The following training next week. Fantastic.
Yeah. AFL fixtures getting in the way of your life. I'm not happy.
Should we talk about footy at all?
Let's do that.
What do you reckon?
We can.
Okay.
If you like.
Well, okay, so Bella's back, do you think, this weekend?
He's a really good chance from all reports. I actually just heard him. We were listening to you guys on the way in, and he said that Ross said he's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
Go with that.
He made the news.
I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow whether he's playing, but it'll be great to have him back. I know he's been chopping at the bit to get back on the field, and he's been really vocal in meetings and on the field as well, and itching to get out there. So
he's been chomping a lot of food in the Dockers den. I've seen that.
Sneaking in there at halftime and getting a feed.
He'd be struggling. We know Bella's very well, obviously, and you just think anytime he couldn't play or if he was banned or suspended for the match or whatever, it was just such a difficult thing.
Often, does it?
No.
And Sandy also, likelihood?
I'm actually not too sure. I don't think he trained yesterday, but that's not unusual for Aaron. He usually only trains once a week, put the old boy in cotton wool and rest him up. But hopefully he'll be a chance. But if not, it gives John Griffin or Sean Darcy, one of the younger ruckmen, a really good chance to step up, and our midfield another good opportunity to compete, because we've been pretty poor the last few weeks without him. So if he's not playing, it'll be a really good opportunity for us to show that we can play without him.
Yeah, big Sean Darcy, he's from that sort of Geelong part of Australia too, and he's a bit of a competitor, a quiet guy, but when he gets over that white line, there's a bit of fever going on.
Yeah, there is, and he was the same in pre-season training as well. He likes to throw his weight around and pretty vocal as well, and he's really growing in that big man role, so hopefully he's at the club for many years to come.
And how about you, Lockie? How are you feeling after a bye, off the back of a bye, and going into the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel really good. The bye came at a pretty good time for me. I was a little bit sore and a bit battered, but ready to go for Sunday against Geelong, which will be a tough ask, but one that we're really looking forward to once again, because, like I said, the previous 3 weeks before the bye, I wasn't up to scratch.
Yeah, and never easy at Simmons, right? They're Geelong at home. That's a tough game at any time, at any place.
Yeah, exactly. Are you trying to quote Ross there? Any time, any place?
Sounded like Ross, didn't it?
And Ross. God.
Where you aim is where you land.
Yeah.
It's got a few beauties. And even Geelong players this week have come out in the media and said, we don't know which Dockers are showing up this week. So we've got to prepare for the best.
Yeah, well, that's probably our downfall at the moment. We've been pretty inconsistent. So hopefully the good one rocks up and we can keep performing like we know we can, because it's been a little bit frustrating.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up and say congratulations to you two and all the best. Is he just a hopeless romantic fool, Jules? Be honest.
He is.
Hey! Good on you, guys.
Thanks, good to see you guys, and all the best on the weekend, bud.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au. Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's Joke of the Day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, look, a bit of incident in my bathroom this morning. Mm-hmm. I figured out that my extra sensitive toothpaste doesn't like it when I use other toothpastes.
Well, there's another Clarzy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted.
Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Switching on Claresy, Matt and Kimber comes with plenty of rewards. Switching to Clean Heat comes with rewards too. New and existing customers enjoy a 20% discount on natural gas.